What are you doing to get the gospel spread around the world? Real Life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from the president of Compassion Radio, Bram Floria, who talks about networking believers to preach the gospel and the importance of doing that together.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a wonderful thing, and sometimes we don't realize the small things we do, how far and wide it will reach. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at the disciples, you know, there's 12 of them, and look how far the gospel went. What God can do with just one person if we'll take the time to reach someone.
Yeah.
And I think about, you know, people who come out here and visit from other countries, or even just people here who get sent in missions. If one person comes to know the Lord, they can change someone's life. They can change hundreds, thousands, millions. Look at Billy Graham.
Right.
And the millions of lives just through one man spreading the gospel.
Wow. And the gospel has like a multiple effect. And, you know, when you think about multiplying something on the earth,
mm-hmm.
we should be multiplying the gospel or the good news.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just we should be, and it's not like a guilt trip. It is a mandate from heaven for that to happen. But I think we need to realize that God never tells us to do something that we're going to dread.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So many people feel like, oh, well, I mean, I think I have to do it. And then they kind of put it in the back of their brain. And it's kind of one of those things like, I have to clean my room.
Mm.
And it becomes a very unpleasurable, burdensome thing. But it's not. It's a very freeing thing. It's a very fun thing. The disciples loved it so much to the point that they would be willing to be persecuted unto death for it. I have to say myself, that's what I've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible also says there's something amazing that happens. It says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
Yeah.
So the mandate is connected to the end.
So reach someone today, and you would be surprised how far and wide it'll go. Let's hear from Bram after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week with the help of Card Connect Merchant Services and our Awakening the Nation's monthly giving partners. If your business spends too much on credit card processing fees, call and get a quote from Card Connect Merchant Services. Card Connect offers low rates with world-class customer service and is ready to help you save money. Just call Stephen Walker at 601-212-6788. That's Stephen Walker at Card Connect Merchant Services, 601-212-6788.
We are excited to announce our new book, Evidence, that will inspire you with real stories of people who encountered God. In a world where there are so many bad things happening, some wonder, is there a God? If there is a God, why does he allow bad things to happen? These people either didn't believe in God or turned from him and looked for help in everything but God until they had an encounter of their own that changed their lives. Order your copy of Evidence today at www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
We have the privilege of having Bram Floria with us, and he's going to share about how Compassion Radio has been on the air for 74 years now, and he is the president, and so we're going to learn more about that. Let's welcome to the show, Bram. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, Kathleen, thanks so much for inviting me. It's a privilege to be able to reach out to some friends right across the radio dial from us. And yeah, we've been around for a while, but I've only been in my seat for less time than you've been in yours. So since about December of last year is when I became the president and full-time host of the program.
Oh.
I'm the third in line for a radio ministry that goes back, as you mentioned, about almost 75 years now.
Wow, that is wonderful. So tell me when it got started, the vision, and has it continued through these years?
Well, think about the early days of radio when old ribbon microphones used to hang from big suspensions and very few people with distinctive voices made it on the radio. That's about where the genesis of this program began. So way back at the beginning, before Radio Bible Class, about the time of the original Haven of Rest ministry, is when the original morning chapel hour made it on the air back in Los Angeles. And it became a national broadcast around the late 40s. And throughout the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and 70s, it was a devotional music kind of a encouragement and devotional program. And then my predecessor, the son of the founder, his name was Norm Nelson. And over the course of the next 20 or 30 years, became a much more activist ministry and focus for him personally, because God changed his heart on one of these Bible smuggling trips with the Bible League into China back in the early 90s. And from that moment forward, it was all different for him, because he discovered how real and alive the first century church is in our century. And he fell in love with it immediately. So from that genesis of the new focus, the morning chapel hour devotional kind of morphed into an activist ministry, allowing individuals and ministries to join forces and to network in ways they had never done before. So Norm would go places and meet people doing things that no one had ever heard of before. He'd bring those stories back to the folks here in the West and start networking them and finding opportunities to do kingdom work together. So in our own little way, we became a media ministry organization, if you want to call it that.
That's awesome.
And it's been that way ever since. And I bought into that vision about 15, 20 years ago when we started working together. I became the full-time producer back in about 2007. And then from that point, just kind of worked more hand-in-hand with what the Nelsons were doing. And we lost him to a disease this past year very abruptly, and we were not expecting to lose him so quickly. But the succession was in place, and I was ready to assume the responsibility. But you all probably understand that when you start changing things up a bit, or even putting a single new voice, or even a new sound field for a like opening music or things, people just suddenly wonder what's going on with the radio.
Yeah, they do.
So yeah, I'm inheriting this chair, but I'm certainly not inheriting that rich baritone voice that Norm is so famous for. And many listeners, even in some of your markets, will be familiar with the old Norm Nelson sound. And here's this young guy, so to speak. I'm in my 50s, but you know, in radio, that's pretty young. You guys are whippersnappers. But we love the challenge, you know, because there are new generations of people coming on that are listening to Christian radio through all kinds of means, through apps, through streaming, through podcasts, and, of course, over the air. And it's not going to slow down. People are going to still look for ways to be active and involved in the whole mission of God around the world. And we're just happy to play our little part of that.
That's wonderful. That's awesome. Taking on this role is a blessing, but also a challenge, I can see. And what are some of the topics that you guys really discuss or get into with Compassion?
We're not a news program or a politically focused broadcast at all. So we steer clear of those questions for the purpose of getting in touch with what God is doing, where he's doing it. So for us, it's a matter of chasing his coattails and grabbing hold of those stories of how he's actually interacting with and transforming lives and doing it in miraculous ways. And of course, kingdom economy is a lot different than we could think of, because God has a way of multiplying with a zero and still coming up with something. So we meet people that are doing extraordinary work and winning souls for Christ and doing miracles where they are, that have no resources the way we would think of it, but they have the Holy Spirit right there in their pocket. And that adds up. They're doing tremendous, tremendous work.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. And how do you feel as far as radio goes, that song Video Killed the Radio Star? You mentioned that people are really grasping a hold of radio. Where's Compassion reaching? And do you believe that more people are going to jump on board, maybe unbelievers even, who don't know God, that need to hear these shows that you're putting out?
I'm certain that diversifying our presentation of our own program and also multiplying the ways we package the stories that we do are going to be essential to growing an audience that is not used to sitting in their car or at home for a full half-hour period to listen to a soup to nuts kind of story. It's going to become more episodic as we go along. But those things will assemble themselves naturally into longer formats, and that's what you and I do on the radio. We have a certain block of time that we are committed to producing quality broadcasting for, and people that listen to radio throughout the day depend upon that regularity and that similarity between tone and feel to make it something that they lock into and look forward to, appointment kind of listening. But there's lots of ways to tell stories, of course, and getting the story is 90% of the battle. So in my case, my predecessor was a world traveler, and I have to kind of step into his shoes quite quickly and go to some of these places where the stories are erupting. Now, of the places that I've been discovering this year where God is really at work big time, I was not expecting Eastern Europe to be one of those places, but suddenly there's a huge revival happening, and youth ministry has taken like 15 or so countries by storm right now. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of young believers coming into the family every week now throughout that belt from Estonia down through South Balkans. Wow. It's incredible the kind of fruit that's being reaped right now. And so getting those stories is something we're excited about. And so, yeah, God's doing some stuff in places that we would not be thinking about and certainly haven't been hearing much about from most of the mainstream media.
This is amazing, the work you do, and I'm interested in hearing more about this because these are very big news, but they're not news. They're Christian news, things that we need to be aware of. How do people learn more? Do you guys have a podcast or a website or station we can listen to for this?
Well, we're on across the nation on a number of Salem stations as well throughout the middle part of America and on a number of satellite networks. So we have about 1,000 releases a day. So we'll be probably in a market near you. And of course, our podcast, like you all have with your website, is on there all the time at CompassionRadio.com. And we'll have a lot more reporting happening through blogs and through video blogs. But we're going to keep getting aggressive about the way we present the material, how we tell the stories, expanding on the stories with more in-depth information, and helping people to meet those that we meet.
Wow.
So that'll be found through CompassionRadio.com. And I'm looking forward to building that relationship with listeners more than we ever have and adding many more people to that network. Because first thing we've got to do, of course, is pray urgently for the persecution and the humanitarian relief needs that are going to continue to be an issue throughout that 1040 window across Global South. But there are so many great things happening, too. I really do believe that this is the century where we will have fulfilled the basics of the Great Commission. There will be a written and spoken witness in every language group on earth by the end of the century. I believe that.
Wow.
So meeting some of these people who are getting introduced to their Bibles for the first time and hearing their first Christian witness in their cultures, those kind of stories are fascinating to me as well, that we actually get to watch the Great Commission unfold right before our eyes.
Wow. Graham, this is powerful, and we thank you for you going to the front lines personally, not only just being on the radio, but you're out there with these people.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate these stories because they're untold and you're telling them. So if you want to hear, that's through CompassionRadio.com. You can hear more from Bram and all that they are doing with Compassion Radio. Thank you so much for being with us, Bram. We appreciate you.
You are so welcome. We covet your prayers, and we are glad to be your neighbors on the airwaves. And may God continue to flourish and build your ministry as you reach out to the kind of very personal needs that God miraculously intervenes with. Those are great stories you're tracking. I'm so glad you are.
Thank you. You as well. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Father God, we thank you that we're living in a time where the gospel of Jesus Christ is going further and further more than ever thought. We thank you, Lord God, that your gospel is going to be preached to the ends of the world. And Lord God, for those who are listening, Lord God, let us all join in, join hands as we are gathering together to bring this wonderful news of Jesus Christ to everywhere we go. Father, we thank you. Equip us, empower us. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.